Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We just conducted an opinion survey in the community, and we would like to include your response to the study. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio, a television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on a volunteer in any political campaign? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in non-partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Now, thinking ahead, which of the following best described, how would you vote in the non-partisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August the 20th? Now, are you definitely going to vote? Very likely? Somewhat likely? Not very likely? Not likely at all, or not registered to vote?
Somewhat likely.
Thank you, ma'am. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, moving right along, with which political party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, or no party affiliation?
Independent.
Okay, thank you. Now, what is your main racial background? African-American or Black, Asian-American, White Caucasian, or Hispanic?
Hispanic.
Thank you. Now, is your age between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55?
36 to 45.
45, thank you. And generally speaking, would you say that things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track? Generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge.
So they're doing all right for now.
So right direction, should I record that as your answer?
Yes, please.
Great, thank you. And from the following list, what is the one thing that local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? Crime and neighborhood safety, housing and property taxes, insurance costs, corruption and local government, or traffic and congestion, flooding and sea level rise and environmental resiliency, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, quality of life, like growth and overdevelopment. If you had to pick one, what would be the one?
The inflation. Inflation and all that that you mentioned with the groceries.
Groceries and gas. Now, although it's a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following best described how likely you are to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Will you definitely vote for the... Okay, definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay. Now you will be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country and that you might be familiar with. Can you please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you have no opinion or never heard of each person, you can please let me know, okay? How about Alfonso Alfi Leon? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable? No opinion or never heard of it?
I haven't looked at the officials, so I'm going to say to him, I haven't heard of him because I don't remember hearing of him or knowing of him.
Understood. How about Joe Biden? Do you have an opinion, favorable, unfavorable, or no opinion?
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable?
Very, very unfavorable, yeah.
Okay. How about Joe Carollo? Does that ring a bell? Do you recognize the name?
Yes, I do.
Favorable or unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable, thank you. And Joe Sanchez, same questions and options?
No, haven't heard of him.
Okay, and how about Ellen Higgins? Favorable or favorable? No opinion?
No, haven't heard. No opinion.
Never heard. Okay. How about Vicky Lopez?
Yes, I've heard of her. Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable, Vicky Lopez. And how about Alex Diaz de la Portilla? Favorable, unfavorable, never heard of it?
No opinion.
Okay.
No opinion.
And how about Maria Elvira Salazar? Same question, same option.
Hello?
Yes,
hello?
Maria Elvira Salazar. Do you recognize the name?
Yes, I do, but I can't remember her right now, so no opinion.
No opinion. Okay, how about Fabian Bats? Is Fabian Bassain? Do you recognize the name?
No, haven't heard of him. No, haven't heard.
Hey, how about Donald Trump? Favorable or favorable?
Yeah, very favorable. Yeah,
very
100%, 110.
How about Carlos Jimenez? Do you recognize the name?
I know I should, but no. So, no opinion.
Okay. No opinion. Okay, how about Rosie Cordero's thoughts? Do you recognize the name?
No opinion. No opinion.
How about Daniela Lavin Cava? Favorable?
Oh, yes. Favorable, very, yeah.
Okay. And Francis Suarez? Same question?
Yeah, very favorable, yeah.
Okay. And how about Miguel Solomon?
Haven't heard.
Favorable, unfavorable? Never heard of it. Okay, thank you. Moving right along. Now, you will now be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for who would you vote? Joe Carollo or Helen Higgins?
Helen Higgins.
Okay. And if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, from who would you vote? Alfonso Alfie Leon or Helen Higgins?
None, because I don't know the other one.
Okay, Alfonso Alfie Leon.
Yeah, so I would have to do my research first.
And that's very smart. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, from who would you vote? Miguel Solomon or Helen Higgins, if you have to choose?
I don't know the Solomon guy, so I don't know what he's offering.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Helen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner? Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approved.
Okay, thank you. Now, you will now be given some statements about Helen Higgins. Can you please indicate if it will make you more likely or less likely to vote for Helen Higgins in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission? And if each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well, okay? These are things you're going to hear during the campaign.
Okay, yeah. Okay, now, one moment. I'm in the car wash. One moment. Wait. I'm not going to be able to hear you. One moment.
Okay.
All right. I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, Helen Higgins gave billions of taxpayers' dollars to foreign developers for a rail project that would never complete it. And Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that will bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods. Would that make you to support her much more, somewhat less, much less, or it makes no difference to your support for Ms. Higgins?
Much less. Much less.
Okay. And Helen Higgins says she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received an F, a score, in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes, so that so many are by residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins cut bus stops that an 80-year-old woman uses every day and resulted in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop or take an expensive alternative like Uber or Lyft. Will that make you to support her much more? Much less. Okay, thank you. And Helen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out a long-time resident from their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford and bring more traffic and congestion to your neighborhood. Same questions and options. Much more.
Much less.
Okay. And since Helen Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the country, with housing costs in your community more than doubling, and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the United States. Higgins has failed to address the affordability crisis, and her policies have only made it worse, especially for seniors on fixed incomes. Would that make you to support her
much more?
Much less, okay. And while so many are struggling to make ends meet, Helen Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayer-funded compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year. Same question, same option.
Much less.
And during these challenging times, Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million. Much less, someone less.
Much less.
Thank you, ma'am. And one last time, we'll ask you a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, from who would you vote? Joe Carollo or Helen Higgins?
Well, definitely, after all you mentioned, I'm going with Carollo. He cannot be much worse than her.
And if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, from who would you vote? Alfonso Alfie Leon or Helen Higgins?
No opinion, because I don't know the other guy.
Okay. And if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, from who would you vote? Miguel Solomon or Helen Higgins?
I don't know the other guy.
Okay. Now, to finish this up, I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to make sure we have a representative sample. What is the last grade or formal education that you have completed? Less than high school graduation,
bachelor.
College? Okay, bachelor.
Bachelor degree.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And what is your national ancestry? Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Colombian?
Dominican.
Dominican, thank you. It's a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much
for
your kindness and complete the survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, ma'am. Goodbye. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.